With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating WHAS's 100th birthday, although it doesn't happen for another year. So what I'm going to do now and again is speak to legends of WHAS radio, and that's why I've invited Gary Burbank, the greatest of all time, to launch this series. Hello, Garish.
Well, now I'm nervous. I wasn't nervous before. I mean, I'm nervous about this country. I mean, all of a sudden you're saying that all of these states want to secede from the Union?
Yes.
Huh. I know what you call it. I was thinking, you call it Morania.
That could be the new segment of America, Morania.
Morania. I live in Morania.
Think of all the southern treats that we would lose, though. So many great things.
I'm from the South, and really, it's not that much.
Well,
no, it is, and I'm crazy about the South, and I'm from there, and I'm I live in Florida now, but it's more. This is more like North Santo Domingo.
Right.
It's hard for me to decide, you know, where to live now. Are we going to have how many countries here now?
That makes no sense. I think there's a Netflix series on along these same lines, or they're just mimicking that. That's how that goes. First off,
sure.
Gary, let me ask, just how are you and Carol? How's life?
Carol is fine, and I'm fine, and Carol is always finer than I am. But she's 49 years married. 49.
Dude. So next year, are you planning
something?
She hated
me at 22. and she's had a lot of time. Have you noticed that the longer people stay married, the stupider the man becomes? I mean, it's fact. I mean, I figured it out. And this isn't, you know, a comedy gag. I think women tend to, when they meet us when we're like 19, 21 years old or something like that, they see us, and they see us as like their knight in shining armor, Ivanhoe or something like that. And then after, you know, 35, 40 years, we become, I don't think it's a knight in shining armor. It's more like, I can't say that on the air. Ivan something ho, okay?
Exactly right. Every TV commercial set up on that premise, too. The man is an idiot.
Well, you know, I used to think that they shouldn't do that. But then I realized after becoming one of those that it's true. I mean, you're an idiot to even argue because you're not going to come out of this okay. It's best. Somebody told me once, it's best to, you know, say you're wrong and then, you know, have a pleasant evening. But to continue arguing is just like, you know, why? Because nothing's going to come of it.
Gary Burbank is a Radio Hall of Famer. He obviously spent time here in Louisville at Wacky and then came back later to WHAS. First, I want to start right there. Were you working in Canada and Wayne Perkey called you and said, hey, there's an opening and we need you here? And then other people were
calling
and you said no.
Well, you know, the weird part of it is I had been thinking about this because I'm, like you said, I'm a Southern boy. So all of a sudden, you know, I'm living in Windsor, and I love it. It's not CKLW, it's CKLW. You could go into a microphone and go, C-K-L-W. It would come out, CKLW. You know, real deep voices, and so I fit in okay, and everything was going fine. But Carol and I both were cold, and we were looking at another winter. But I had so many great friends up there, you know, and hated to leave all of them. But I thought, you know, they like the cold. I don't. And so Wayne and I was pretty close to Wayne. I like Wayne a lot. And anybody that knows him probably feels the same exact way.
Sure.
And, you know, he's just, you know, there are good guys, you know, but he's a good guy. And Wayne, and I were talking on the phone, and he said, you know, we've got an opening here. And I said, do you think they might put it with an old rock and roll disc jockey? And he said, yeah, I think so. And I didn't know, you know, but what a good guy. You know, he went in and see, I'm doing that now. That's why I'm not in radio anymore. That's all, folks.
But, Gary, I heard there was some sort of an argument about how much money you were being paid, that there was a manager who worked here when you got here, and he couldn't believe he was having to pay you this much money to be on HAS because he was screwing everybody else with lower pay.
I don't know. I know nothing about that.
Oh, I think you do. You're just not saying it.
No, he was well, you know, some guys, you met managers, but I had never met a manager before. Who, because I work hard, I guess, you know,
right.
And I had, you know, and all that, but because Hugh Barr was there when I first came.
Okay.
And so, but anyway, and that was why I ended up leaving. You know, I needed a producer. The kind of shows that we do these days, you know, you can't just, you know, just have one guy sitting back there doing everything, you know, answering the phone and doing, you know, if you know, on this kind of radio station, you can't do that.
Right.
And so I needed that really bad. And so he didn't really understand that I volunteered to pay for it. And, but still didn't work. So
okay.
I thought, you know.
Okay.
Been here,
I'm sorry to jump around on the timeline. How did you get talked out of leaving Wacky? Wacky's one of the most successful top 40 radio stations in America. Your lineup was unbelievable. So who came up with a plan to talk you out of Wacky?
Jesus.
Say it again.
No, he didn't. Jesus told me. He just said, I wouldn't go up there if I was you. You're going to New Orleans, sinful city. And but I thought about it. No. What happened was it was time. And like Carol was pretty upset with me, the whole family was, about leaving Louisville. And I was upset with me too, but you know, you kind of know what you're going to do and, or how well you will do wherever you go. I thought I could handle, you know, the big time. And so I wanted to try to, you know, go to New Orleans is not necessarily any bigger than Louisville, but, it was a step in the right direction for me at that point in time. And, the manager of the station, his name was Bill Campbell, by the way, in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And so he called me and you know, and like we'll do this. And I said, well, can I be the program director? He said, you don't want to be the program director. You'd have to take a cut in pay. And I said, well, I just want a fern in an office. And so he said, well, we got a little closet back there. We'll put a fern in it. I said, okay, that's good enough. That's all I care about. Because I went to school in New Orleans, and I played music in New Orleans. But, I was always poor. And it was that old Jimmy Buffett song about the guy going in the store, stealing the banana, and then paying for the tuna fish. I really lived that, and I was doing that. And but then later on, everything worked out fine. Went down, didn't even stay a year, actually. I almost had a great time while I was down there. I met the governor because I had done a record about the Louisianans when Byron McGregor, who later, he did the Americans. Remember that thing, the Americans?
Right, yes.
Okay, well, Byron did that, and he was my newsman at CKLW. But before that, I had done a song called The Louisianans, where the Louisianans, when there's an earthquake, they run and they fall in the holes and that kind of thing. You know, it was a satirical type record.
Exactly.
And so, but it's kind of funny that I had my man, you know, who was, as soon as I got there, I played him that. He just flipped out. We became very close friends.
All right, and then so you're lured to Cincinnati, ultimately. Obviously, you were at HAS later, then New Orleans and CKLW. So in Cincinnati, you built a heck of an empire, and then I know that was tough for you to leave there. Do you still talk to the folks in Cincinnati? Do you go on that station, WLW, ever anymore? Are you completely
hardly ever? it's funny, hardly ever. Not that it's just that I'm not available that much, you know, to go on. I don't live there. My daughter does. And, you know, and we're up there all the time, and it's a hometown, but Louisville has always been a bit more of a hometown to me. I'd be in Cincinnati at a basketball game between UC and U of L, and I'd always get harassed. Everybody's like, we know who you're for. And, but when I came to Louisville and met, you know, all the guys down there, I just fell in love with the university and the people, and just, you know, I became a Louisville fanatic. Not as bad as Carroll is. Carroll is nuts. I mean, Louisville can be down by 124 points with 2 seconds to play, and they score, and she goes, "Yay, yay, yay!" I go, "What are you going yay for?"
Gary, you also had a national sketch with Earl Pitts. Did you? And I know that was syndicated for a long time. Have you finally stopped doing the Earl Pitts American segment?
Myself and Tim Mizak, a couple of guys that, you know, we started doing it. It was the longest running short form comedy syndication in radio ever. And that blew us away. And Tim said, "We've been doing this every day for 35 years. I said, "Yeah, I'm having trouble thinking, like, you know, what have we not done before?" You know, so it was very tough, and we finally made the decision that we were done. It's, you know, it still sounded okay, but just didn't feel right anymore.
Yeah, but still, yeah. Who was Earl Pitts? I mean, you know, you did Eunice and Bernice, you did all these great the Reverend Deuteronomy Skaggs, you did all these great characters, but who was Earl Pitts? Where did you draw that?
I had a guy named, was that, let's see, was it Bass Ackwards?
That was another.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I had another character a little like that, and I had him calling in, and he's not just a redneck, and he's not a stupid redneck. He's not stupid by any stretch of the imagination,
right.
But he is selfish. He's very selfish and about himself. And for instance, like, when Donald Trump ran for office, you know, people, you got to support Donald Trump. Earl's got to support Trump. He said, "No, I said, Earl's running against Trump. Earl thinks Trump stole his act." And so he's really upset with him, you know. So, and that's how I went the whole time, you know. And still, Earl thinks, people ask Earl about being the running mate. And he said, "I don't know if Trump will be my running mate, but I talked to him." Yeah. You know? Because now this is the weirdest story. You got a minute?
Sure.
Okay. I've forgotten it already. Never mind.
That's an even better story.
I'm turning, you see, it's a short one. I'm turning 80 this year. And so, I mean, can you imagine that? If you listen to me at WHAS and Wacky, then you're thinking, like, how old are we? Oh, I mean, 80. I never thought of 80, but I'm not the least bit worried about it. That's, I mean, 80 years old is like, you know, I never thought. When I was little, I was down in Mississippi, and my grandfather, my uncle, my dad were sitting on the porch one day, and I had a running feud with a Banty rooster, and I had a knife, and I was about 8 years old. I was standing on the side because I was stalking the rooster. And they were sitting there, and they were just talking about this or that. And all of a sudden, the rooster comes within distance, and I dove off that porch, about 3 foot high. Dove off that porch, grabbed that rooster, and tried to stab it to death. But as I went back with my left hand, its right claw, I mean, he just jabbed. It was just, bam! And my face was just bleeding. And my grandfather looks over at me, he looks at my dad, and he says, "That boy ain't going to live to be 15. And they all agreed. And I've never forgotten that. And now every year on a birthday, like any time after 60, because none of them live past 60. I mean, I'll be doing it this year. I run out in the yard, take my hands up to the sky, and I say, "Boys, I'm 80. When did you leave?" And so I win.
You win. Gary Burbank, always a delight talking to you, bud. Thanks for jumping on for all this time. And you're, you know, the Louisville legend in radio and in those other cities we talked about as well.
You are the legend in Louisville radio.
No.
Let me say congratulations to you for what you when I left there and you took it, I mean, I was so glad. And then to hear how you just got better and better and better and better and stop it. you've really done a fantastic job. And
thanks, Gary. You're awesome. All right, love you, brother. Thanks for jumping on.
Love you back. All right. Okay.
See ya. There's Gary Burbank. He is one of our WHAS legends we'll be talking with throughout the next year.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.